Bill Hendry.
KFI AM 640, more stimulating talk radio. Have you ever married a woman from another country to help her become a citizen and expected that there would be the usual intimacies that are associated with marriage, and she says to you, this is a business arrangement, how dare you, you're not allowed to. What do you think of that? I mean, you are legally married. Here's Manhattan Beach on KFI AM 640. Hello.
How you doing, Phil?
Good.
This is a really good topic because this kind of was happening to me right now. I'm 28 years old. I live in Manhattan Beach. I have a friend of mine whose sister is from England, you know, from Great Britain, and is trying to establish residency here, and has asked me if I would consider marrying her. Now, I met her when she was over here on vacation back about Christmas time. And
this is the guy's sister?
Right.
What's he doing over here?
He's got a work permit over here. He works. He actually does work in horse racing. He's a trainer.
He's a trainer in horse racing?
Yeah. So he's got a work permit, and he's living over here right now, but he's trying to get his sister over here. And she came over for a visit at Christmas time, and I met her, and you know, I said at the time, he said to me, would you even consider it? I said that, you know, where is she? You know, because this is a party, there's a lot of people there. And he pointed her out to me, and I'm like, you know.
She good looking?
Yeah, she was, you know, definitely there. You know, I thought she was very hot, you know. And I said to him, yeah, I would consider it, you know. And that's kind of where we left it. I'm supposed to have a meeting with her in another week because she's coming back over here with her mother to visit. But that's the same thing that I'm going through right now. You know,
what are you going through right now? Are you going to marry her?
I don't know right now, because I think that if I do marry her, you know, and this is, they said you got to establish it for like 3 years. I said that's fine, because I figured, you know, 3 years is not a long time.
You have to be married for at least 3 years.
Yeah, I mean, before you get a divorce or something, because then they start suspecting it.
And so, in other words, if you get divorced before that, they're going to think it's bogus, right?
Yeah, and like that other guy said, it's a criminal, you know, it's like a federal offense or something. But so I was talking to him about it, and I was talking to some friends about it, and my whole question on that is that if I do marry her so that she can establish residency in the United States, don't I have the right to expect that she's going to, you know, have sex with me because we are married?
Yeah, well, I mean, that's the question we're asking here. I don't know.
You know, because what I'm thinking is if I can get 3 years, you know, and I don't mean to be, if, you know, what I'm trying to say is I get 3 years of steady sex or whatever. Otherwise, I don't know if it's cool, you know. But if I get 3 years of steady sex, that's cool. Otherwise, I don't know if it's cool to be apart, you know, to be with her or not. So
all right, so you're talking about marrying her so you can have sex?
No, I'm going to marry her to help her out. You know.
All right, so do you need to have sex with her?
Well, if I'm married to her, then I think that I have a reasonable expectation to have sex with her. Because I'm very much right now, I date a lot. I know a lot of different women. She's very good looking. I wouldn't mind being with her for three years to help her out, because her brother is a very good friend of mine. But I think I have the right to expect that she'd have sex with me. You know, excuse me.
Well, have you brought this up to her? I mean, that she's the one to talk to her about, because.
Well, I want to bring it up to her, but I think I also should tell her brother that's what I'm expecting, because he's been kind of like the go-between on this thing. And not only that, because we're married, should I do it? Do I even need to bring it up, you know?
Well, if it's a business arrangement, that is, if you are marrying her because she is trying to establish residency and you're doing this to help her out, you know?
Yeah, but I'm married. I mean, it doesn't matter why you get married. I'm married to her. And if I'm married to her, I have reason to expect that, you know, to have sexual contact with her, you know? Otherwise, I don't think it's fair.
Well, let me think about this. I don't know the answer to that. I think that if you say to a woman, well, I'm going to marry you to help you establish residency, then it seems like it's a business arrangement that doesn't have anything to do with sex.
Yeah, but it's marriage, see? That's, I mean, I don't get that. It's marriage. And I,
well, what does your friend say?
Well, I'm going to bring it up to him and say, I will marry your sister to help her become a resident of the United States of America, okay, and help her eventually become a citizen. But I have to understand there's got to be something in this for me. Otherwise, why do I want to do that? You know, I mean, she's very hot. And if I don't know how to put it to her, I mean, to say I do expect that from your sister, and I do it.
You're going to say to this guy who's a very good friend of yours that if I marry your sister, I'm expecting sex.
Yeah, I mean, and I don't think that's clear. But I don't know whether I should say it to her or say it to him, but I am going to expect the sex. There's no doubt about that, because I'm not going to get married 3 years and not have no sex with her. See, that's the whole point that I'm saying.
Well, you're going to have to bring it up with her. I don't. It's a business arrangement.
It's not a business arrangement, Phil. I mean, what we're talking about here is I'm marrying this chick. So I have the right to expect sex. And I think that any chick that comes over to America and you know, like these Russian chicks you were talking about, and they want to get an American husband or whatever, they better expect to have the sex, too. You know?
Well, it's an interesting question. It sounds a little bit to me like you're using the woman for sex. And
well, she's using me to be an American citizen. What's the difference? If she's using me so she'd be an American citizen, she better come through with the sex. Otherwise, it's, you know, what's in it for me?
How about helping out a friend? How about helping out his sister?
I mean, yeah, I mean,
what's wrong with that? What's wrong with helping out your friend and helping out your sister?
Then why did she marry me?
So she can become a resident?
Yeah, but with marriage, don't you get sex?
With marriage, don't you get sex?
Yeah.
But that's not a typical marriage.
But we got a marriage license. We're going to live together and everything, and the sexuality will be there. And if we're alone together, let's just say we get married, and it's a business arrangement. I can understand that. And now we're in the house together. She's taking a shower or whatever. I'm using the bathroom or whatever. And we are at some time going to see each other. We'll probably not have no clothes on or nothing. I'm very hot looking. She's very hot looking. And, you know, and I'm saying to her, well, you know, let's have, can we get down and have some of the bump ugly? And she's all about, no, this is a, you know, this is a business arrangement. And I said, I expect the full sex, you know. I want full on everything. And
you're expecting full sex because when you're in the house with her, even though it's a business arrangement, she's going to be nude?
I want full on and not just the oral. And that's all I'm saying, okay? If she's going to be walking around house with her, you know, with her breasts and everything. Or if she's not got any panties on or anything like that, because
well, how do you know this is going to happen, man? If it's a marriage of convenience in terms of helping her become a citizen, how do you know she's going to be doing that?
Two people can't share the same house, man, without her coming out, showing me her butt area or showing me her boob. And if I see butt or boob, I'm going to have sex.
And what do you mean if you see butt or boob? What are you talking about, man? This is a girl.
If she comes out nude, if I walk in on her going to the toilet. And I see her going to the toilet, I'm going to want to have sex.
Jesus Christ.
Well, what's wrong with that?
Well, I mean, it's the way you're putting it.
I'm just saying, I look on her going to the toilet, there's a chance of me getting around, so I want to have sex. Don't I have that right?
I guess you have the right, but you're going to have to spell it out up front. If a woman's going to marry you...
I don't think you have to spell it out up front. I think she needs to know it right away. And if I walk in on her and she's folding the toilet paper into nice squares, I'm going to be getting all...
Yeah, I know. You're going to get hot. The way you're putting it, man, is very weird. Well, I think that you need to be up front.
I don't think so, Phil. And that's why I think you're misleading your audience. I think that a woman, if she marries a man to become American citizen, she should be expected to have sex. Especially if they're going to be walking around the house with the boobs hanging out and she go toilet too.
All right, pal, hold the line here. I don't think so. I think at least out of courtesy, at least to some civilized behavior, say, you know what? If you're going to marry me, we're going to have to do this thing. 1-800-521-KFI in Orange County, 5201-KFI in L.A. County. Phil Hendry here, KFI AM 640, more stimulating talk radio. Terry Ray Elmer now in the KFI News Center, brought to you by Computer...